Hi everyone, Abby here, and I'm really excited right now to show you what Dropbox can do. As you can see on the left side of my screen, we have three options. We could either create an image, create a video, or create a scene. Let's start off with create an image. So creating an image mockup has four simple steps, and the first one is choose your template. We have tons and tons of templates on Dropbox, and the amazing thing is we try to update our collection regularly, so you could expect brand new designs on a monthly basis. We have a lot of devices, different devices, a variety of prints as well, different signages, and different backgrounds and scenes. We have outdoor scenes and indoor scenes as well. For those of you who have t-shirt businesses, we also have t-shirts, and we are looking forward to increasing the size of our database. If you are looking for something specific, we also have a search facility up here, and you can easily type and look for something that you want. So let's try and use this sign on this majestic building, okay? Now the second step is to upload your content. We have made it easier for you, so we've indicated the required size for every image mockup. You see, image mockups come in different sizes, and of course, it will differ accordingly if it's portrait or landscape, or if it's thin or, you know, wider. It depends on the image as well. But no worries, if you do not have the exact size, it's okay because we have a cropping tool ready for your use. So let's try it out and upload an image. We have different options as well. We can upload, we could grab an image from a URL, or if you have a Usign account, we could also grab images from there. So for this demo, let's upload an image. Let's try this training sample that we have here. And as you can see, we have the cropping tool here. It's very easy because all you have to do is drag an anchor point and make sure that the area that needs to be shown on the mockup will be covered by the selection. Once you're happy with it, click crop and create image. And just like that, our image is now on this image mockup. It's very easy to put a training or webinar announcements on a building, and you could also effortlessly offer advertisement designs to clients with this very easy to use software. So once you're happy with how it looks, we could go to edit image, which is the next step, or you could click again here and upload another image. So I'm happy with this. Let's go to the third step. Now we have to choose which size to use for editing. So of course, it just depends on your preference and on your goal. If you only need a small image, for example, for thumbnails or small images on a website, then go for the standard option. Or if you need to get it printed or you're selling it, of course, clients would expect a high resolution picture, then go for the HD. So for this demo, let's just go with the standard one and let's wait for the image editor to load. So we have a lot of tools here. We could enhance the image. We can add effects and frames and such. We could draw on it and add text even. You could erase blemishes on models if you'd like. Maybe we could add a frame. Let's see what we can do. You could add a simple classic black or white one and click apply. We could add different effects, color effects, which is pretty cool. Okay, and then you could even crop or resize or change orientation. This is another awesome feature, which is focus. So you could select if you want a circular one or a rectangular focus area, and then just click this circle to enlarge. And now you could blur the whole thing except your content, which is nice. You know, it's really eye-catching. And then click apply once you're happy. After that, if you're done with editing your image, you could click Save, or if you want to change something, you could go back and click Undo and Redo. And you can even zoom in and out to see the details on your picture, okay? So for this, I think let's just go with the original one. Okay, let's close that. And let's go to the final step. The final step, of course, is exporting your image. And first off, you have the option to save it to My Drive. So My Drive is a cloud-based storage that is incorporated in Dropbox. And I suggest that you save it every time because it's very easy to access and re-download images if, for example, you lose one of it accidentally. So let's check that box. And then again, choose which size you'd like, and it will render the image for you ready for download. So as you can see, our image is now ready, and you can click here to download and save it automatically to your PC right there. After that, you can go back to the gallery and repeat the same process and create lots of image mockups, okay? So the next one is create a video. So create a video is somewhat similar to create an image. We have four steps as well. And the first one is choose your template. We have a lot of videos as well here, and we try to cater to as much industry as we can. And we will update this regularly as well. As you can see, we have holiday themes, we have sports, we have, of course, offices and corporates. We have people at home just casually using their devices. And we also have projections, which is where you could see the screen beside the models. Okay, that's pretty useful as well. So we have people outdoors and indoors going camping. We have kids. Okay, so let's try, what can we try? Oh, we have a search facility as well. Let's try that out. Okay, so a simple search of a computer, and let's see what's going to show up. Okay, and maybe let's select the first one for this demo. Now, before we proceed with step two, we are still choosing our video, and we could preview the selected template. So as you can see, she's typing, and we can preview where our content will show up. Okay, so that's where it's going to show. And if you're happy with that, you could go to step two or go back to templates and look for another mock-up. Okay, so I think I'm good with this. So let's try to upload one. Now, the first thing is we now have an option to keep or not to keep the audio of your uploaded video. So for this, the video I'm going to upload does not have audio, so I'm going to unclick that. And before you upload a video, just make sure that you meet the requirements, which is the ratio. The file size should be below 50 MB, and it should be in the right format. And hopefully the video is less than a minute. Okay, so let's upload a video. Okay, let's try this one. And let's wait for it to load. So we have the cropping tool again here. And all you need to do is drag an anchor point and make sure that the area that you want to show up in the mockup will be covered by the selection. After that, let's crop and create video. Okay, so now our cropped video should now show up on the mockup. Let's try to preview it again. And let's see how it's going to show up. Okay. Let us see. And there you go. Okay, and it's very easy. It's very realistic, right? Right? That's good. And once you're happy with it, you could now add an audio. Okay, let's go. Now you could upload your